So let's review. The Gemara continues its discussion about Me'ila in the Dam of Karbanos. The Gemara in the previous daf maintained, Ein lecha davar shenaseh mitzvah sli umoylem boy. Once the mitzvah has been fulfilled, there is no Me'ila. The Gemara asks from Trumas Hadeshen, ashes that have been used previously for Karbanos, where Me'ila still applies, as the Pasuk says, V'samei etzlam ezbeach, implying that the ashes require Geniza. The Gemara answers that Trumas Hadeshen and Bigdei Kahuna, where the Pasuk says, Ufashad es bigdi habod asher lovash, bevoy el ha-kodesh benichim sham, are two specific cases singled out by the Torah as having these special properties, that even though they have already served their purpose in the Beis HaMikdash, they still retain Kedusha to have Me'ila apply to them, and there is a principle of Shnei Kesum Abon Ke'echad Eim Alamdin. This is unique to these two cases only, and we cannot derive other cases from them. The Gemara says further that according to the opinion that the big day loving of the Kohen Gadol may be used after Yom Kippur by a Kohen Hedjit, we must use Egla Arufa, where the Pasuk says, Va'orfu Sham Esa Egla Banachal, which teaches that it may not be used for anything even after it has performed its mitzvah. According to this opinion, Egla Arufa and Trumas Hadeshen are Shnei Kesuv Maboim Ke'echad. According to the opinion that Shnei Kesuv Maboim Ke'echad Melamdin, and only at three unique cases do we say Shleisha Kesuv Maboim Ke'echad Ein Melamdin, then we have to say that the Vav of the Samay and the He of Harufa are specific Mi'utim to exclude other cases. In any case, according to all opinions, Dam is not liable to Me'ila Midrabanan, and the Shiari Hadam flowing out of the Beis HaMikdash carry only an Isra Me'ila Midrabanan. The Gemara in the previous Daf had brought three different Pesukim to exclude Dam from Me'ila. The Gemara here explains that three separate Pesukim are needed as one comes to exclude Dam from Me'ila, one excludes Dam from Neisr, and the third excludes Dam from Tumah. That if someone inadvertently ate Dam that was also Neisr or Tameh, he is only Chai for Dam and he's not Chai for Neisr or Tameh. We now return to Avoidus Yom Kippur. Zog the Mishnah. Kol Maisa Yom Kippur Ha'omer al Seder, Im Hikdim Maisa Lechaveroi Le'osaklom. The entire Avoidus Yom Kippur must be performed al HaSeder, in the sequence specified. If a later Avoidah preceded an early Avoidah, the Avoidah which was out of order is not valid and must be redone. For example, Hikdim Dam Hasar Le'dam Hapar, Yachzu V'yazu B'dam Hasar L'achar Dam Hapar. If the Kohen Gadol sprinkled the Dam Hasar before the Dam Hapar, he must re-sprinkle the Dam Hasar after the sprinkling of the Dam Hapar. The Mishnah continues, V'imach Le'gomer Asamatoni She'befnim Nishpach Hadam, Yavi Dam Acher V'yachzu B'tchila Mi'befnim. If the blood spilled before completing the Hazayis in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he must shecht another par, bring the new blood, and redo all the Hazayis She'befnim. V'chem Be'hechel, V'chem Ezbe'ech Hazav. Shekulon kapar b'fnei atzman. Similarly, if the dam spilled in middle of the hazoy shebehechel, he must redo all the hazoy shebehechel, but he does not have to redo all the hazoy shebefnim, because each set of hazoys is a complete avoda, and likewise regarding the mizbeach hazav. This part of the mission is explained in more detail on the next daf. The Gemara cites a brisa which elaborates on the first halacha of the Mishnah that the avodas Yom Kippur must be performed al haseder. Amar Bihuda, Emosai. Bidvarm hanasin bigdei lavin mibifnim. Rabbi Yehuda clarifies that this is only regarding those avoidas that are performed by the Kohen Gadol in the bigdei lavin inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. However, regarding avoidas performed by the Kohen Gadol bigdei lavin mibachutz, outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, even those in the Heichel, and of course those done by bigdei lavin mibachutz, their order is not miyakev. Rabbi Nechemya Eimer, b'med devar mamurim bidvarm hanasin bigdei lavin bei mibifnim bei mibachutz. Rav Nechemya holds that regarding all avodas performed in the Big Day Lavin, even outside in the Azara, their order is Miyakiv. Only avodas performed by Big Day Zav Mibachutz are not Miyakiv if performed out of sequence. It must be pointed out that it is only the order that is not Miyakiv, but most of these avodas, if omitted and not done at all, are Miyakiv. Rav Yechon explains that both derive their respective opinions from the same pasuk. V'hoyse zeis lechem l'chukas oylam achas bashana. The word chukah teaches that the Seder is me'akev. Rabbi Yehuda savar, mokim shemeskaprim by pamachas bashana. Rabbi Yehuda learns that this pasuk is referring to avodas that are performed in a special place only once a year, namely the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Whereas Rabbi Nechemya learns, dvarim hameskaprim behem pamachas bashana, referring to the entire avodas Yom Kippurim, which is done only once a year, even that which is performed in the Azara in the Big Day Lavin. The Gemara refutes this understanding of Rabbi Yehuda, because the word makim does not appear in this pasuk. Instead, the Gemara states that both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya learned their views from the two mi'utim in the pasuk of V'hoisa zeis lachem l'chukas oylem achas bashana. Zeis and achas, which according to Rabbi Yehuda, exclude avoida done out of order outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and avoida done in the regular bigdei zav. If either of these were done out of order, b'diavad is valid. According to Rabbi Nechemya, these two mi'utim exclude avoida done bigdei zav and also shirayim, leftover blood, which if poured not in its proper sequence, is also b'diavad valid and does not invalidate the avoida. Rabbi Yehuda, however, holds that shirayim is in fact mi'akiv if done out of sequence. However, whether Rabbi Yehuda indeed holds that shirayim mi'akvi is a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Levi in the interpretation of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion in the following brisa. The pasuk says, "V'chilu mechaper es hakodesh," which Rabbi Kiva, who holds shirayim le'me'akvi, darshins as follows: "Im kiper kila v'im loy kiper loy kila." We know that in all karbanos it is the zrikas hadam that achieves kapara. Therefore, the word kiper refers to the hazais. And Rabbi Kiva says, "Im kiper." If he did all the necessary hazais, kilo, he has completed the avoida, even if he did not do shvichi shirayim, because shirayim lo me'akvi. However, v'im loy kiper, if he did not do all the hazais, loy kilo, he did not complete the avoida. Rabbi Kiva clearly holds shirayim lo me'akvi. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, memnei ma loy nemer im kila kiper, v'im loy kilo loy kiper, shem chisar achas min amatonais le'asav le'klum. Here we have the machlekes of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Levi in the interpretation of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Chadomer, mashmas darshin ikibinayu. One says that Rabbi Yehuda also holds shirayim l'me'akvi, and they disagree only in the way to darshan the pasuk to learn the same halacha. Rabbi Yehuda expresses it this way: if he completed all the hazois, he achieved kapara, and if he did not complete all the hazois, he did not achieve kapara. V'chadomer shirayim l'me'akvi ikibinayu. The other says that Rabbi Yehuda actually disagrees in halacha and holds shirayim ma'akvi, and darshan is the pasuk as follows: im kila, if he finished the hazois completely, including shvich shirayim, then kiper, he achieved kapar. Vim loy kila, if he did not finish the hazois completely, which means he did not do shvich shirayim, then loy kiper, he did not achieve kapara because shirayim ma'akvi. Finally, the Gemara teaches that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that only dvarim hanasim mebigdei lavan mebifnim are ma'akiv, if the chafina of the keteris was done before the shechita of the par kohen gadol, it also invalidates the avoda. Although the chafina is performed in the azara, nevertheless, tzorich pnim kipnim dami, it's considered avoda's pnim because it's a preparation for an avoda to be done inside the kodesh hakodeshim.